Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and a handful of North Slope Village corporations now have the option to buy into offshore drilling operations in the Chukchi Sea. It's part of a new agreement with Shell Oil, but with the future of that company's Arctic operations up in the air, the deal raises more questions than answers. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
Arctic Inupiat Offshore is the new company that's formed as a potential partner in Shell's Chukchi Sea operations. Six village corporations from across the North Slope have a stake in it, as well as the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, one of the biggest locally held companies in Alaska. Rex Rock leads the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and he's been named the president of the new company. He took the stage at a press conference Thursday to announce its launch in Anchorage.
This agreement that represents our collective vision and commitment to a sustainable economy in our villages.
The details of the agreement are still fuzzy. Arctic Inupiat Offshore will have the option to invest in Shell Oil's operations in the Chukchi Sea and get a cut of revenue back in the form of royalties. But Shell's Chukchi Sea operations have been on hold for 2 years now. This spring, a federal court upheld a challenge to Shell's leases there. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is in the middle of an environmental reassessment, which will determine whether the government was right to let Shell buy $2 billion in leases in the Chukchi back in 2008. Shell's CEO, Ben Van Beurden, discussed some of those uncertainties during a conference call with reporters on Thursday morning. He said development's inevitable in the Arctic, and Shell is still interested in being a part of it when the time is right.
We will only do it when all the conditions are fulfilled. All the technical conditions, as well as all the permit conditions, as well as, of course, the legal challenges and blockages that need to be removed. When that will be, I don't know. It is impossible to say at this stage.
For Van Beurden, that's a pretty optimistic take on Arctic exploration. The CEO has openly questioned whether Shell's almost $6 billion investment in the Arctic is worth it since he took over back in January. His position doesn't come as a surprise to Susan Murray. She's a deputy vice president for the environmental group Oceana.
So until the time that they decide that these leases are not something worth pursuing, I think that he has to say we are looking at what we would do with this asset that we've acquired.
Murray's skeptical in part because of a recent study that Oceana conducted. The group reviewed oil and gas holdings in the Beaufort Sea and found that six companies have let their offshore leases lapse. Shell looks to be the only major player left. That definitely wasn't the focus of Thursday's press conference in Anchorage to announce Shell's partnership with Arctic Inupiat Offshore. The message was that stakeholders would have a greater say in Arctic oil development in their backyards and the opportunity to profit. Shell Vice President Pete Slaby brushed aside concerns that his company might be thinking about pulling back from the Arctic.
This is about Shell working with AIO and getting some extremely knowledgeable and savvy business partners, nothing more than that.
What's not clear is what AIO will get in return, how big a stake shareholders could eventually have in the Chukchi Sea, and whether it will pay off. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal with help from Liz Ruskin in Anchorage.
For more about the agreement between Shell and the North Slope Corporations, we have APRN's Liz Ruskin, who was at the Anchorage press conference announcing the deal today. Liz, how important is this announcement?
Hi, Lori. It's hard to say. ASRC President Rex Rock and Shell executive Pete Slaby took a few questions from reporters, but said the specifics of the deal were proprietary. So we don't know, for instance, whether the native corporations paid to have these lease options, how long they have to exercise them, and whether they can obtain a substantial share of the leases or not.
What do we know?
We know that ASRC and the six North Slope Village corporations have formed this new entity called Arctic Inupiat Offshore, and we know AIO and Shell have an agreement that allows AIO an option to acquire an interest in Shell's Chukchi leases, all 275 of them, according to Slaby. The option agreement says AIO would have an overriding royalty interest in the oil and gas, if it's ever produced, of course. And according to the press release announcing the deal, they'd also have an option to acquire a working interest if and when Shell commits to developing the leases. They wouldn't say what any of that means specifically.
Does this seem to be, is this a realignment of North Slope politics?
Not really. These village corporations, for the most part, already sided with Shell in favor of offshore development, and many had big contracts with the industry. But outside the corporations, offshore development does remain controversial on the North Slope. Whalers and other subsistence users will often tell you they fear oil development will upset the whale migration and harm other populations that they depend on. And at the press conference today, Rex Rock said repeatedly that this will give AIO a seat at the table with Shell, suggesting they'd have some say in what happens. Rock also said it would allow North Slope communities to share in the benefits of offshore development to help balance out the risks they face. And Rock pointed out that he himself is a whaling captain.
So what do you think this reveals? What does it say about Shell's commitment to develop its offshore leases?
That's debatable, depending on what you think Shell's intentions are. This could be the start of Shell backing away from the Arctic, or it could be its way of securing more buy-in from the local communities to make development more palatable. It could have very little effect if no money changes hands and the options are never exercised. They said so little about the deal that ultimately we don't know much. They did say they'd been working on the deal for about 4 years, and Rock made a point of saying the corporations approached Shell and Shell didn't initiate it.
All right. Well, thanks for helping us understand this a little bit better, Liz.
Thank you, Lori.
That was APRN's Liz Ruskin reporting from Anchorage.